practical web accessibility tips. Hi, welcome to episode 14 of WebX, practical web accessibility tips. This is your host, Dennis. It's December 28th, and I apologize, it's been a while since my last podcast, but you know how it goes. Got the holidays, my son's first birthday. I was trying to get the basement ready for that, and you know, and everything else. But which reminds me, due to my increasing freelance work, I will be launching a business, and it will be concentrating, of course, on accessibility, but also usability and web standards, called Check Engine USA, with the USA standing for Usability Standards and Accessibility. So look for that soon. Okay, so this episode is about accessible tableless forms. And basically, this is kind of putting together some past topics. I mean, we talked about some tables, we've talked about forms, talked about a lot of different accessibility issues and standards, so this episode is actually kind of putting it all together, and the bulk of it really is a sample code on the blog site, but I'm just going to kind of go through the major points here and why this is, you know, maybe the best way to handle form layout on your web page. Alright, so let's get to it. The first point, and most obvious point by the title of this episode, is you don't want to use tables for the layout of your web page form. And the reasons are basically the same as not using tables for the basic layout of your web page, which is the way the web is going, with XHTML and everything. One reason is it adds just a bunch of extra code to your page that you don't really need. And another reason is it doesn't make it very accessible or user-friendly to screen reading devices or any other devices, really. And it just makes it more complicated for yourself and the user. And the code that I'm suggesting here is more semantic also. And it's very light and renders very fast. And the next main point is that the code is going to be light and clean and semantic, so there's not going to be any extra garbly gook HTML tags everywhere. You're basically going to use CSS. The CSS is going to use the actual tags to format your form and make it all nice and pretty. And this is including the label tag as well as your form elements. Okay, so the way you do it is you create your input elements and the labels, and for each set, you just wrap around a div. And I used to wrap these around each element, the label and form element, like a text input. I used to wrap those in p tags and paragraph tags. But someone told me a short while back that if I want to make the code more semantic, to not use paragraphs because they're not really paragraphs. And I said to myself, gee, you're right. So from now on, I'm using just a empty div to wrap around each element. So you have an opening div, and then your label, and then your form element, and then your closing div tag. And then you just repeat that for each form element. Now, once you've done that, it's pretty easy just to go into your CSS and format your form to the way you want it to look. And usually, in my example, the label will be on the left, and then the input elements will be on the right, and it'll look like, it'll appear like it's in a table, you know, they have that kind of format, but there's no table at all. It's just using XHTML and CSS. Another tip to doing this is when you're writing the CSS, try to be, it's probably a good idea to be specific in your selectors, especially if you want to make different styles for different forms on the website in which you're working. For example, your selector in your CSS, it not only should just be div, or in my example, it's form space div for the selector. But you might even want to add, you know, an ID to the form and use that in your CSS. So say the ID is form 1, then your selector would be form pound form 1 div. Okay, so that's enough really to be said on this topic. Again, go to webaxe.blogspot.com and check out the code there. Please leave any comments that you might have on this technique. And one other departing note before I sign off here is last night was the December Detroit Podcasters Meetup, and it went really, really well. Again, it was at Bailey's in Dearborn, and a lot of people showed up, so that was really great. And I guess we're going to maybe look for a larger and possibly slightly quieter area to meet next time. But there was over, I don't know, maybe 14 people there, and with a few people missing too. So that was really cool, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Visit WebAx at webax.blogspot.com. That's WebAxe.blogspot.com.